The first time Juno heard Jeremy Shea on the radio was Christmas Eve 2009.
A common tradition for Americans who don't observe Christmas is to patronize the two businesses that are invariably open on December 25th, Chinese restaurants and movie theaters.
In August of 2013, he extensively covered a professional jump roper trying to break several world records.
During the show, the Ketchikan native hopes to set a new world record for most bum skips in 30 seconds. That's right, bum skips.
Basically, you're seated with your feet out in front of you and you're jumping while you're sitting down.
He coined the phrase fecal cliff.
Just 10 weeks left before Juno goes over the fecal cliff. Juno's sewage sludge disposal contract with Waste Management expires at the end of the calendar year.
At least he thought he did. It turns out a radio host in Kodiak beat him to that term. Then there's a simple story from 2013 called A Bear Walks Into a Bar.
The clip shows a black bear's brief visit Monday night to the lobby of the Alaskan bar.
And as soon as it got to the bar door, it made a left and walked in like he wanted to have a beer.
And who can forget his deep investigation into whether or not Juno has the world's smallest Costco?
I'm Jeremy Shea, and this is Curious Juno.
As far as I can tell, that is true. Yes, Kevin Green, Assistant Vice President, Northwest Regional Operations, Costco Wholesale.
Are there other ones that are close that leave you some doubt?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Jeremy wore a lot of hats at KTOO. He was a reporter, an editor, a producer. He started freelancing for KTOO in 2009 after getting laid off from the Juno Empire. In 2011, he produced Gavel Alaska, and he joined the news team in 2013. His interest in government is a thread that runs through his career here. Over the last 10 years, he reported nearly 1,000 stories for KTOO. That's 10 years of referendums, of assembly meetings, of gubernatorial candidates, stories about sewage, about infrastructure spending and property taxes, about Mendenhall River floods, about garbage bears and drug busts. Jeremy's moving to Anchorage next month and will report for Alaska Public Media, so you'll still get to hear him on the radio. We can all expect to get to know the sewage situation in Alaska's largest city soon. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.